Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton coming to you from the porch of my cabin this morning out here in the woods behind the house where I usually visit with you from. Do a lot of recording and writing out here, and right now it's kind of chilly down here in Texas where I'm at. I'm listening to Western Swing and other things, a hot cup of coffee on the porch there on the little shelf I've got built, and I've got a campfire going out there. I wish all of us could be around this campfire and really have our weekly visit, but I guess that's impossible, so we'll just have to communicate via the airwaves this morning here on High Plains Outdoors. You know, as an outdoor writer, I've been doing this for 29 years, writing for mostly, you know, I started out in newspapers, writing an outdoor column. And that same column that I began 29 years ago still runs in 40 newspapers. Most of them are in Texas, you know, scattered from one end of the state to the other. But luckily, a lot of the publications that I write for know there is still a need for outdoor writing. For a lot of people enjoy hunting and fishing, and that's what I've always been about. I will remind all of you that you can connect with me, and a lot of you do, that listen to High Plains Public Radio through my website, catfishradio.org, O-R-G. All you have to do is go to catfishradio.org, and there's a little spot where you can email Luke, and a lot of you do. You know, if you've got any outdoor news to share or any questions, anything I can help you with, I'm an old sportsman from way back, and as an outdoor writer, I get to do and be exposed to a lot of neat things in the outdoors. You know, just this past week, a neat thing in the outdoors I was exposed to, a new hunting ranch down here in Texas. The folks at Broken Stone Ranch, the website is brokenstoneranch.com. It's located about a little over an hour east of Dallas, right on the old Highway 80 there. The nearest town is Grand Saline, Texas, but they have built an outdoor paradise there. People are always asking me, Luke, where can I go to hunt hogs? Or where can I go to just get away from things for a day and spend a night or two? Well, I'll tell you what, this place, I'm on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to rate it an 11. It's several hundred acres, little lakes on it. Or one of them's a pretty good size lake, stocked with bass and catfish and crappie. But they have cabins. Not like the cabin I'm coming to you from here, not like my little rustic cabin. These are finished out cabins. They have a gentleman that works there. He built all this, Jimmy Callender. Finished out on the inside like a really top-end hunting lodge, all these little cabins are. But there's a big room, you know, for everyone to gather in, and there's a big fire pit. Cool place to go. You can go online to brokenstoneranch.com and check it out. Now, a lot of you are looking for a place to hunt hogs right now. And in my career, when I started years ago, it wasn't so much about where did Luke go and how much fun he had. It's about hooking folks up with fun stuff. So you need to know about it. There's a lot of the information, contact number and everything is right there on the website. And we'll put it on High Plains Public Radio. We'll put that link to Broken Stone Ranch, but that's basically at brokenstoneranch.com. But what you can do is come down for a hog hunt. They have meals furnished, a scale of 1 to 10 on prices. These people are extremely reasonable. They're trying to get the word out on their little outdoor paradise down there. I'll run a picture of Jeff Blankenship, the owner, and his wife, Courtney, on our website this week. But you can go there. That's the folks that own the place, you know, I think it's been in the building stage for about the past 3 years, but it's pretty much there right now. Folks, we're about out of time for today's show. I think I'm going to go out there and grab that coffee pot and pour me up another cup of hot coffee. It's a little bit chilly right here on the old porch. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.